Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. Many times ladies are advised to marry among their people. If you are from my hometown, you find that that is one of those strong ideologies a lot of people hold. Right from when I was 17, I started asking questions. Why do you want us to marry from our hometown? What is special about our hometown? Don't make any mistakes about this. I like my hometown. I like the fact that I was born there. I'm very proud of coming from there. However, when it comes to marriage, I don't understand why people insist, encourage people to marry from our hometown. Why I was concerned is that I was questions like this on my mind. Are you trying to tell me that the best husbands are found in this hometown? The best wives are found in this hometown? And what I found is that the best husbands and best wives are not found in anybody's hometown, including my own hometown. Even among those who marry from the same hometown, we still find people who are not happy with their marriage, who are miserable in their marriage, who wish their marriage never happened, and whom, if not for the shame of being a divorcee, or what the pastor will say when she comes to divorce her husband, she would have divorced the man because she's not happy with the marriage. Now, the best husband are not found in any hometown. That was clarified. Now, but why do people now insist that I have to marry from this hometown? I'll tell you, one of the things they point out is that, I mean, when you marry from them, you have similarity in language. Therefore, it's easy to communicate. It's easy for the mother-in-law to talk to the daughter-in-law or whichever in-law that is the situation. Now, that's a good reason. I mean, if you can't communicate, you can't relate. If you can't communicate, you can't bond together. Communication is very important. And the language barrier that will be created from marrying from another place may become an obstacle. Someone like me that wants to marry is Zainab. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not as if there's anybody I know that is not an Igbo gay. If God tells me to marry before midnight today, the only person I can propose is an Igbo person. If I don't know anybody, my mind is as free as anything to say I can marry from any tribe. Another thing they also point out is that the cultural similarities is a plus when you marry from people from your hometown, people from the same language, people from the same tribe. These are two key reasons why people are encouraged to marry from their hometown. Then another silly reason I also find that they want people to marry from their hometown is that, you know, there was a Nigerian civil war many years ago. A lot of people are still angry and bitter about that war. Therefore, they forbid their children from marrying from certain tribes. They say these tribes, they are wicked, they hate us. They say this tribe, they disappointed us. You know, they have all kinds of things to say about all of these tribes. Therefore, they discourage their children from marrying from those tribes. And I consider that a very, very silly reason why somebody should say, I shouldn't marry a Zainab or I shouldn't marry a Funke because my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu and there was one Nigerian civil war. Because of the bitterness of the war, they don't want us to marry. Again, I repeat, that is one of the silliest reasons why somebody should say, I shouldn't marry from another tribe. And if you want to understand why I say so, let me tell you. Now, that what happened is an unfortunate war. It's a pity many lives were lost. It's a pity many people were suppressed. But that thing happened many decades ago. I mean, how does that war affect a wonderful family that can be built from my marriage, me, Ifeanyi Chukwu, marrying a Zainab or marrying a Funke? The war does not affect our marriage. It does not affect the fact that we're going to give birth to 6 children. Deep down within my heart, I would like to have 6 children. They will come to that, 2 twins. That's all. The first twins should be the ladies so that I can be flexing with them when they grow up. that's by the way. But what I'm saying is that war does not affect our childbearing. It does not affect wonderful relationship. As a matter of fact, just like NYC in Nigeria, sorry if I know in Nigeria, please try and follow what I'm saying. Just like NYC is designed to reunite us as a country, I think intertribal marriage is important to reunite us as a country. There are rich cultural heritages in every tribe, in every state, in every town. When you get married, you come together, you bring a hybrid of all of those cultural values together and form a very good child. Now, if I have to marry from another tribe, which is something, if God tells me just to marry, I will gladly accept it. Now, make no mistakes about it. I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with Igbo girls because I'm Ifeanyi Chukwu. I'm only saying that because I just feel like, oh, let me marry a Zena, for instance. She'll be cooking two omasada for me. My mother will teach her how to cook okpa. You know, imagine all of those things. She'll bring her own values about life, built over time, because she lived all her life in the northern Nigeria, and I've lived almost all my life in eastern Nigeria. We'll bring it together. We'll bring all the good things. She'll bring good things from her own side. Then we'll begin to train our child, Chukwu Emeka, and we'll begin to teach him this, how to behave, this, how not to behave. You know, we'll bring all of those things, and Chukwu Emeka is formed a true Nigerian with rich cultural values, rich cultural ideologies from two different tribes, of course, with the true word of God, which is the foundational thing we are going to use to train our children. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, that is why I feel, oh, it makes sense if I marry from another tribe. Now, but what they tell you marry from, because of the language difference, I say your wife will learn how to speak your language so he can communicate with your mother. Me, as a man, will learn how to speak my wife's language so I can communicate with her mother. Do you understand what I'm saying? So language difference shouldn't be a problem, and your mother can start learning English or small pidgin so that two of you can communicate. So the language stuff is not a problem. And talking about even culture, this is the difference. I have a town. I grew up almost all my life in my state. Now, I understand the values, the culture and all that, and there are many of the cultures I consider archaic, I consider irrelevant. It doesn't add any value to anybody's life, and I have dropped them down deep inside my heart and in my action. Therefore, the cultural thing that really matters is culture that makes you move forward. So I will go to her culture and pick. You as a lady will go to his culture and pick, and two of you have a wonderful culture. And if you have the same value system and belief system, it says a lot about your cultural orientation. Most of my values in life are derived from the word of God. That is to say, I'm a Christian. Of course, you, if you're Muslim, you also drive your own from your Quran. But what I'm saying is that I drive my values and ideologies about life from the Bible, and that influences the way I behave. The point I'm trying to make to you by this is this: your real people are not essentially people who are born from the same town or tribe with you. They are people who you can see things from the same perspective, who you see things from the same angle, who you reason alike, who you can reach a conclusion from the same angle. And that implies that when you people are trying to approach an issue or deal with a problem, you are reasoning from the same angle. You are reasoning on the same frequency. What matters to you matters to the other person. If people agree with you in your religion, in your belief and your value system, they are your real people and not people who speak the same language with you or born in any tribe with you. Again, I maintain, people from your tribe, people from your same language, people from your town are not the best of husbands. They are not the best of wives. They are not the best of husbands. Therefore, do not short out your opportunity of getting good marriage because, oh, you say this one is Emeka, so I can't marry him. This one is Ayodeji, I can't marry him. This one is Idris, I can't marry him. It does not make any sense. When you see people, don't give them a label, and therefore short yourself of opportunity of marrying good people. They tell you that this particular tribe, they suppress women. And therefore, when a man comes to you to propose for marriage, you say, I don't have any business with Igbo people. I don't have any business with Hausa people. I don't have any business with Yoruba people. And who are you? Are your people the best kind of people in the world? Capital no is the answer. Therefore, don't give people any label. You may have had experiences, heard stories, read newspapers, and watched media reports that says men from this place, this is what they did to one woman, this is what they do to another woman. That is just some men that were reported. It's not every man in that location that is reported to behave in that fashion. Again, I want to tell you, even if it's established that men from this particular area behave in this fashion, I want to tell you something. If a man has been exposed to proper education, exposed to the true word of God, those archaic, those antiquated, those irrelevant and bad cultural values, lifestyle, will be drawn by the virtue of the entrance of the word of God. It will be drawn by the virtue of proper education. And that is why you can't give a man label because he's coming from a particular place. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I have to prescribe for you, the best tribe to marry is not people from your own tribe. It's from the people who believe in God, whose life are guided by the fear of God. If a man is guided by the fear of God, he will love his wife. For instance, if you're a Christian, as an example, the Bible says, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Christ loved the church by dying for him. When the church was dirty, he didn't punish them. He didn't condemn them. He came and washed them. He cleaned them. If a man loves his wife, have as Christ loved the church, he is a superstar husband. Wherever he's coming from, and he imbibes this truth, and choose to love his wife just as Christ loved the church, he has no option than to become a superstar husband, because many men are not like that. The key point I'm trying to get you to see is this. They say marry from your tribe, nothing spoiled. Marry from your tribe, but please understand that your true tribe is not necessarily the people that speak the same language with you, that come from the same hometown with you, that have the same traditional cultural values with you, But people who have the same educational and religious values that are aligned with you, if two of you are aligned in that area, they are your real people, and go ahead to marry them if they propose to you. The question is, what if my mother refused? Make your mother see reason why he should allow you to marry that person. The point I'm making is this: please go ahead and marry your true people, which is people that you agree with in value, in ideology, and belief system. I hope my point is clear. Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brojid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @brojidworld.